Welcome to EA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike.
And Paul Pradecker.
And today we have Omer and Tomer. Did I get those correct?
Ori and Tomer.
sorry. From Skywatch. And
one out of two is okay.
One out of two is okay. I'll try to improve. It's a good batting average, I hear. So, and you're with Skywatch Aviation Insurance, correct?
Correct.
And what's unique about Skywatch Aviation Insurance?
Sure. So Skywatch Aviation Insurance is on a mission to revolutionize aviation insurance for light aircraft pilots. We provide insurance both for non-owned insurance and for owners. Our non-owned insurance for students and for CFIs, we provide it not only on an annual basis, but also on a monthly, weekly, and daily basis.
Really?
So if you want to take, you know, one solo flight in a specific school, you just go online and buy insurance even by the day. In our owner portal, you can just go online and within 90 seconds get a quote online without speaking with anyone. If you want to call us, we will answer. But you can get a quote online and even buy and purchase a policy online without speaking with anyone. So if everyone want to, let's say, you know, consider buying a new aircraft and they want to know how much it's going to be for insurance, are they eligible or not, they got, just go to www.skywatch.ai and get a quote.
I'll start with a tough question.
We like those.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we will answer.
Here it comes. Talk to us about age, pilot age, and insurability. Is there some magic age where it's either really difficult or impossible?
Do you know what's the difference between a good question and an excellent question? A good question is just a good question. An excellent one is one that we have like an excellent answer for.
So let's
actually
hear it.
We developed a product together with the AOPA specifically for senior pilots that allow pilots to buy only liability insurance and hence keep them flying even way after many other insurance companies just ignore them or overlook them. So on the Skywatch website, if you're above certain age and we see that you won't be eligible for physical damage insurance, automatically we provide you the options to buy liability only insurance in order to keep you flying with peace of mind and when you're insured.
Ori, what are some of the common questions you deal with, you know, by somebody who's, you know, wanting, they're new into aviation, they have an aircraft, they don't know where to start. How do you help them?
Yeah, so again, an excellent question.
Thank you.
First of all, one of our colleagues is also doing a workshop. He did one, I think that 2 days ago. He's doing one tomorrow. Do you remember the time?
No.
But look it up, and he's doing a workshop exactly on Aviation Insurance 101, and he's answering tons of questions that people answered. And from year to year, we just add on based on the questions that people ask us. But to answer your question, I think that a lot of people are not familiar with what they need in terms of insurance. And what we try to provide on our online experience is put most of the information you need out there and explaining the different coverages, what's liability, what's the hull coverage, medical expenses, and those type of things. And we try to help you throughout the process in a digital way. But as Tomer said, we're more than happy to pick up the phone, or you can email us, text us, and whatnot. And one thing that I'll definitely mention is that a lot of people they ask, so how much would a quote be? Give me an estimate, roughly.
I'm looking
to buy, I'm thinking about it, I'm not sure, and they're kind of hesitant. And most people won't be able to answer that question because it really depends in so many variables, right? Your age, as you've mentioned, the hull value, how many hours you have, your total time, your make model time, it really, really depends. But my answer is just go online, you know, fill your information, do it for one aircraft, and if you're thinking about buying several and you're not sure which one you'll pick, do it for each. Do it, get a number, why not? It's super easy and we don't mind. We love people coming in and do it then.
Okay, so now a real important question is, how can I personally save money here? Because I have a 172, I fly it 20 to 30 hours a year, but I just have it insured all year round because I don't know exactly when I'm gonna go flying, and it's kind of would be cumbersome, I thought, to you know, take it off insurance, put it on insurance. But you said you kind of do daily, weekly, monthly. How can I save money by trying to do something like that with you?
Yeah, let's do the distinction between non-owned coverage and coverage for owners.
Okay.
For non-owned coverage, we indeed offer insurance with, you know, different time periods, so year, month, week, or day. For owners, our insurance is fully digital, but it's for the year round.
Okay. So it's only for like renters.
Yes.
That you have the. Yes. Daily, weekly, monthly kind of stuff.
You still want your aircraft covered, even if you don't fly
right? Right. Well, I was thinking maybe I could like save a little money and go to like storage only insurance.
Yes. Yeah, by the way, there is also this option.
Okay.
So you can get like if you move to like storage only, there is a discount, you know, for the period of time, so you can save a few dollars. Most pilots, you know, don't do it.
Sure.
Just because you know it's like more convenient for them to have the coverage year round, and people just. You know, appreciate the ease of use. Okay, they don't want to pay much,
right?
But for things, you know, they won't save, you know, $20, right. And turn on and turn off coverage.
Right. Yeah. And that's kind of what I assumed is like for me as an owner, that's probably not gonna be a thing. But you know, hey, you were talking about saving money. I'm all for that aspect.
Yeah. And
you can do that.
I think big savings could come in two forms. One is just you know shop around. So. We provide a very easy, convenient way to to shop around and see how much you know your insurance could be without you know calling anyone and then like feeling like uncomfortable if the quote is not what you want. And the other one is between the years as you gather you know more hours, just update your hours. We proactively reach out to pilots to update their hours because it could affect their insurance premium. So the more hours you earn.
Do you do that on an app or how does that work? Or
you
just
can do
go
it online, you can
you'll
text
an email,
us.
Yeah. You'll get an email and a text with a link that tells you exactly what you need to do. Everything is super easy. And again, if you need any help,
so
we're here
to help.
So what's
the logistics of working with you? Is it primarily online and phone or do you have a network of agents? You know, like when I have my car insurance, I don't talk to the car insurance company, I'm talking to somebody else about it, right? Is it the same here or is it you got a different system?
You can do both.
Okay.
You can do both. We work with some of the brokers, but the most common way is to contact
just
us
go direct.
Directly.
Yeah. Because you have all the excellent answers.
Yeah. We try.
So you said you get more hours, you can get cheaper insurance. Are there certain like marks like once you hit 100 hours, your insurance is going to drop or is it prorated like every single hour helps for that?
I can tell you that, but then I'll have to kill you.
Okay.
It's a trade secret. No, I'm just kidding. It really depends in so many variables. I'll be a fool to give you a straight answer, but yes, there are magic numbers depending on the specific aircraft. 100 sounds like a good one. 1,000 is another one. 500 sometimes.
Okay, and what other ways can pilots save money on insurance? Like for example, if a private pilot gets an instrument rating, will they then have cheaper insurance overall?
In most cases, yes. Instrument rating helps. If you improve your certification, if you gather more hours, of course.
What about the WINGS program? Is that something that is important to you, the WINGS Pilot Proficiency Program? So if they go through the various phases of WINGS, does that help?
So it depends, mostly not so much.
Okay, I got it.
Another tip is, you know, don't have claims.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I think that's very common in all insurances that you avoid the claims.
Now, if you have a claim, obviously we'll pay it. But I would say that you know the more over time that you prove that you are proficient, that you are safe,
sure.
Then obviously your insurance premiums goes down.
I mean, I think I have the same experience with my car.
Same thing. Yeah. Not rocket science.
Yeah, of course.
And is there any other just general things that people don't know about insurance? Because, you know, a lot of people are just like, oh, I get my insurance, I pay for it. I mean, but we just don't think about it a lot. What other things should we be thinking about?
No, actually, that's a very good point. We actually don't want you to think about it. So you mentioned, you know, the car insurance market.
Yeah.
That's a very developed market right now, right? You can just go online and buy. So this is what we're trying to do for the aviation market as well. To make the process much more seamless, to make any you know midterm change, if you want to change something, much easier.
It sounds like you're really trying to educate the community about how this should work.
Digitizing it, yeah.
Exactly, and how you know because most of the traditional insurance companies, you know, the Progressive and Geico's of the world, they don't really look at aviation because it's a small market.
Sure.
But, you know, we don't look at markets as, you know, as dollars. We look at people. Mm-hmm. And we think that, you know, the pilots deserve the same service technology-wise that they would get for their car insurance or their home insurance. And this is what we're trying to do.
And where are you on the field?
We're in Hangar D. Mm-hmm. Worthwhile, you know, coming by, getting some stickers. We have a nice Skywatch sunblock. We've got you covered. So yeah, give it a shot.
All right. Well, once again, we've been joined by Omer and Ori from Skywatch Aviation Insurance, and you're listening to EAA Radio.